Welcome back. Today we're making a super classic jungle and early drum and bass move in Ableton Live 12, the breakbeat switch up. The whole vibe here is 90s inspired darkness, not make it muddy and loud, but that proper pirate radio, underwater, gritty, short room kind of energy. And we're doing it in a beginner-friendly way using only Ableton stock devices. Here's the concept. Your break isn't just the drums. In old jungle, the break is a character. It mutates. For two bars it's clean and rolling. Then suddenly it's filtered, crushed, gated. In a little dark room then it snaps back to clean. That contrast is the magic. So what we're building is a switch-up blend system. One clean core break that stays punchy. One jacked version that gets darker and nastier. And one macro knob called switch that blends between them, so you can automate quick one-bar or two-bar switch-ups for fills, drops, and phrase transitions. Alright. Let's set up the session. Set your tempo to something DNB friendly. Anywhere from 165 to 172 is solid. If you want a default, go 170 BPM. Create an audio track and name it something obvious, like break, amen or break, think, depending on what you're using. Drop a classic break loop onto it. Amen, think, hot pants, any of those. In clip view, turn warp on. As a beginner, set warp mode to complex pro because it's the safe option for full loops. Then set the loop length to either 1 bar or 2 bars. 2 bars usually feels more old school because you get more variation and that rolling phrasing. Quick teacher note, if later you start hearing weird warbly artifacts, especially after we darken the sound, don't panic. That can be warp mode. We'll revisit that if it happens, and often switching to beats mode can tighten it right up. Now we build a clean foundation first. Even though we're going to destroy a parallel version, you always want the clean break to be solid, because that's your anchor. On the break track, at EQ 8, turn on a high pass filter around 25 to 35 Hz. That just removes useless sub-rumble that eats headroom and doesn't add punch. If the break sounds boxy or kind of like it's trapped in cardboard, do a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz, only like 2 to 4 dB. Don't go crazy, breaks can lose body fast. And if it needs a touch more snap, a tiny lift around 3 to 6 kHz can bring back that crack. Again, tiny, think 1 or 2 dB. We're not mastering here, we're just setting the drum up to behave. After EQ 8, add glue compressor. Set the attack to 3 milliseconds, release to auto ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the peaks. Then turn on soft clip in the top right. That little soft clip is one of those Ableton secret weapons for breaks. It catches spikes and makes things feel more forward without sounding obviously limited. At this point, if you play the loop, it should feel balanced and record ready. That's the clean sound we're protecting. Now we turn this into a rack so we can run two versions in parallel. Select your EQ8 and glue compressor, and group them into an audio effect rack. That's Command-G on Mac or Control-G on Windows. Open the rack's chain view. You'll see one chain. Rename it Clean. Create a second chain and rename it Jacked. So now both chains start identical, because they both contain that EQ and glue you just made. That's fine, we're going to keep Clean mostly as is, and we're going to build the darkness on Jacked. Let's do the clean chain first. On clean, honestly, keep it minimal. The whole point is stable, punchy, rolling. You can optionally add drum bus very lightly, if you want a touch of density. If you do, keep drive in the 3 to 8% range. Keep boom off for very low, because we're not trying to invent sub bass from a break. And amp somewhere around 10 to 20 kHz just to keep it smooth. This should feel like more solid, not more distorted. Now the fun part. The jack chain. We're going to add devices in a specific order, because in sound design, order matters. Think of it like, first we shape the tone, then we distort, then we degrade, then we chop, then we place it in space. First device on jacked, auto filter. Set it to a low pass filter, 24 dB slope. This is your underwater darkness control. Start the cutoff frequency around 2 to 4 kHz. That range keeps the snare presence but removes the shiny top end, which immediately makes it feel older and meaner. Set resonance around 0.30 to 0.55. A little whistle is okay, actually it can be very authentic, but keep it musical. If it starts sounding like a synth screaming, back it off. If your auto filter has a drive control visible, push it a bit, maybe plus 3 to plus 8 dB. That drive gives you a slightly hairier, more forward tone before we even saturate. Optional movement, turn on the LFO and auto filter, sync it, and set it to 1/8 or 1/4. Keep the amount small. You want breathing, not wobble bass. The idea is subtle motion that keeps the loop from feeling static. Next device, Roar, because we're in Live 12. If you want simpler, you can use Saturator instead, but Roar is great for this kind of nasty character. On Roar, start with a style like Warm or Tape. Set drive around 10 to 25% depending on your break and how aggressive you want it. The big warning here, don't let the low end explode. If you feel like the kick area gets cloudy or huge, use Roar's tone controls or filtering, or we'll add a safety EQ in a moment. If you're using Saturator instead, set the mode to Analog Clip. Drive plus 4 to plus 10 dB and turn on Soft Clip. Next device, Redux. Redux is what gives you that old sampler edge. It's that crunchy, less resolution vibe that immediately makes things feel like hardware. Start bits around 12. If you want more grit, go down toward 10, but be careful. Too low and the snare turns into a flat slap with no snap. For sample rate, start around 16 kHz and experiment between 12 and 20 kHz. Lower sample rate sounds darker and crustier. If it's too harsh, don't abandon it, just blend it. Either keep the device dry slash wet around 20 to 40%, or tame it with filtering. Next device, Gate. Gate is what makes the jack chain feel more machine gunned and tight. You're basically chopping the tail so the groove becomes more aggressive. Lower the threshold until you clearly hear tails getting cut. Keep return very short, like 0 to 50 milliseconds. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Shorter release is choppier, longer release is smoother. Important coach note here, if the gate is pumping weirdly because the low end is triggering it, go into the gate sidechain filter section and high pass the detector. Usually somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz. That way, the gate reacts more to snares and hats, not the kick thump. Next device, Hybrid Reverb. And here's the key, we're not going for a huge bright reverb. 90s darkness is short, filtered ambience, like the drums are in a small room or a stairwell, not in a cathedral. Set Hybrid Reverb to algorithmic mode, choose a room or plate, and keep it short. Decay around 0.4 to 1.0 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Then filter the reverb. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz. High cut around 4 to 8 kHz. This is what stops it from washing the groove and also keeps it out of your sub and bass space. Keep dry slash wet low, like 8 to 18%. If you go too wet, your break stops rolling and starts floating, and jungle does not forgive that. At this point, you should have two worlds. Clean is punchy and clear. Jacked is darker, crunchier, chopped, and living in a tight, shadowy space. Now before we do the macro, a super important step that beginners skip. Gain staging. Parallel racks can get louder than you think. If jacked is way louder than clean, your switch knob won't feel like a texture switch. It'll feel like volume jump equals excitement, and that's not what we want. So here's the quick method. Temporarily set both chain volumes to 0 dB. Solo clean. Listen to its loudness and peak. Then solo jacked. If jacked is louder, turn down the output of Roar or a Saturator, or add a utility at the end of the jack chain and pull the gain down. Get them roughly similar in loudness when soloed. Once that's done, now we make the switch macro. Go to the Racks macro panel. Hit Map. Map clean chain volume to macro 1. Map jack chain volume to macro 1 as well. Then set the ranges so it crossfades. When macro is at 0, clean is at 0 dB and jacked is muted. When macro is at 127, jacked is at 0 dB and clean is muted. Rename macro 1 to switch, clean to jacked. Now you've got the money knob. Turn it. You should feel the break more from clean roll to dark gritty chopped ambience. Extra teacher tip. A perfectly linear crossfade can sometimes feel a little hollow in the middle, like you lost punch for a second. Two easy fixes. 1. Instead of mapping chain volume, put a utility at the end of each chain and map utility gain. That can feel more controllable. 2. Don't fully mute clean at max jacked. Leave clean quietly underneath, like minus 12 to minus 18 dB. That ghost layer keeps the punch and keeps the groove intelligible. Now let's talk about how to use switch like an actual jungle producer, not like a random effect you leave on. The easiest classic move is the 2-bar seasoning switch up. If you have a 16-bar drop, keep it mostly clean. Then on bars 7 and 8, automate switch toward jacked, then back to clean. Do it again on bars 15 and 16. That creates call and response darkness. It feels arranged, like the track is speaking. Next move, the 1-bar fill before a phrase change. Right before a new section, ramp switch to jacked for 1 bar, then snap back to clean exactly on the downbeat. That snap is important. It makes the clean downbeat hit harder. Then the really spicy one. Microswitch blips on the last eighth note or quarter note of a bar. Just blip interject and come right back. It gives that chopped pirate radio edge without derailing the groove. Now if you want an extra oh wow control, we'll add second macro called HIT. Create macro 2 and name it HIT, more dirt plus space. On the jack chain, map a few parameters to HIT with small ranges. Map roar drive, just a little, like an extra couple dB worth of intensity. Map hybrid reverb dry slash wet from maybe 8% up to 18%, and map auto filter cutoff slightly downward like 4kHz down to 2kHz, so HIT makes it darker, not brighter. This becomes your impact button for turnarounds. The big rule, use it sparingly. If everything is impact, nothing is impact. Let's cover the most common mistakes so you can avoid the beginner traps. First, washing the groove and reverb. Jungle relies on rhythmic clarity. Keep reverbs short and filter. Second, overcrushing with redux. Too much bit reduction kills snare snap and makes the whole loop feel flat. Blend it, don't annihilate it. Third, low-end chaos. Distortion and reverb on lows will fight your bass line immediately. High pass the reverb, and consider keeping the jacked low end boring. A quick safety move, put an EQ8 at the very start of the jack chain and gently roll off below 30 to 50 Hz. If the kick region clouds up, a tiny dip around 80 to 120 Hz can save the mix.